It's exciting this morning to have the privilege to sit under the preaching of one of our local pastors, Pastor Jeff Miller from Agnew Baptist Church. He's been there about 10 years, and I know many of our faculty, staff, and students sit under that ministry. So we look forward to what the Lord will have him share with us today. He's a man who he and his wife have committed themselves to Christian education. I think before he took the pastorate, he served some 20 to 21 years in Christian education in Ohio, Georgia, Indiana, and North Carolina. He's a graduate of Indiana Baptist College and is currently in our Bob Jones Seminary. We're privileged to have his wife with us today, Debbie. And many of you have sat under the teaching ministry of their son, Tony Miller, who's in our PE faculty. And their daughter, Emily, is a grad as well. So it's always nice when we can have one of our very own from the community come preach to us. So Pastor Miller, if you'll come now, we want to hear what the Lord has from you for us.
Please turn to Psalm 37. Psalm 37 this morning, if you would. It is a pleasure to be here with you today. I love this institution. Through the years, many of the faculty members and staff members, as well as graduates and current students, have been a tremendous blessing to myself and to my family. I pray daily for you folks, particularly for Dr. Jones and for his complete recovery soon. And I pray also for the wisdom of those of you who have taken up a lot of the extra responsibilities through these times. We trust that God will continue to use you and continue to help you as you walk with the Lord. It's truly an honor to be able to be here with you today. Life is a journey. You cannot live it all in one day. You cannot see the course of your life like an air traffic controller can sit at the map of a world and see where an airplane is going to go. Unfortunately for you and for me, our lives will take us down many uncertain roads, and roads that we will travel one step at a time. As I prayed about the message that I could bring to you today, I tried hard to remember some of the chapel sermons that I heard when I was in college that impacted my life the most. And most strongly, this portion of Scripture came to my mind. As we look at Psalm 37, let's take a little tour in some of the verses that I have liked and give us a little bit of a background on what's here. When I was in high school and getting ready to go to college, I found verse 4. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I liked verse 4 when I was in high school. That was kind of like God saying to me, what do you want to be when you grow up? That question you've heard so many times when you were young. And I thought if I would just delight in God, he'd let me do what I wanted to do. Now, that was going to be a tall order because at that time in my life, there were probably about 50 different things I would have liked to have done with my life. And then I went on a little bit and I grew up a little bit and I came to some other passages of Scripture. When I came to verse 7, I was dealing with some anxieties in my life and I found the verse that says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Then in college also, dealing with some of the temptations of youth and some of the challenges, I found verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. And then about two-thirds of the way through college, someone preached a sermon on verse 23. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Because I was seeking direction in my life, that was the passage I needed to hear. We'll talk about that today in particular. In middle age, I read the remainder of the verse. And looking back on those steps that God has led us to take, I see that he delighteth in the way. And God's way is truly delightful. I have confidence in the senior age of my life, as I age, that verse 25 will be true. I have been young, and now I'm old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He has guided me down many interesting and unusual and challenging roads. And I have learned, like many of you are learning, that God's method of leading rarely allows us to see a wide scope or the overall plan of our lives at one sight. But instead, He leads us one step at a time. So let's talk about where most of you, many of you, are right now in your life, at important crossroads in your life. Students, summer is coming, and you have plans that need to be brought into place. You have things that need to be provided. You have jobs you need to find or ministries that you need to find. And some of you haven't settled those yet, and you need to know what step to take. Graduates, some of you have applied for jobs and haven't received an invitation for employment yet, and you've not found employment yet. Maybe graduate school, maybe not. Maybe some other things. What should you do? Staff members, even you in your lives, some of you plan from year to year, the academic year. I remember it well. Summer's coming. What do you do to fill your time? How do you best use your ministry? Should you stay? Should you go? And some of you who perhaps will soon be retirees, what will you do with those retirement years after being involved day after day, either in the classroom or in a staff position? All of you need to know what step to take next. Jeremiah declared, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps." And the writer of Proverbs chapter 20 asked, "How can a man then understand his own way?" The answer, verse 23 of our chapter, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." In the context of this chapter, we will find that the good man that is being spoken of is the righteous individual, one who is in right relationship with God his Father, and he is a child of God. Now we see by the italicized word, good is supplied by the translators, but it is implied by the text. The word man is not gender specific. So ladies, you have this promise of leadership and God leading also. Three things that we'll see this morning concerning God's guidance. First of all, the Lord guides the steps of his people. The first thing concerning our steps, the Lord guides the steps of his people. David understood life on the move. David started out his life as a shepherd. We usually think of Psalm 23 as being a funeral psalm, but it's not. It's a psalm on leadership. David wrote Psalm 23, verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art there." The Lord guides the steps of his people. Now, some of you may say, how does he do that? I want the Lord to guide me. How does he do that? This is not a sermon on finding the will of the Lord, but I will give you this one classic illustration that I absolutely love from the Old Testament. Genesis chapter 24 tells us that Abraham, a man who had been blessed of God in a number of ways, had a son of promise. And it was time for Abraham's son to have a wife. Abraham called his most trusted servant, Eliezer, and he said to his servant, "Go back to my ancestral home, go back to my family," and he told him where they were located, and he said, find for my son, a wife. Eliezer followed and traveled the route that his master had appointed for him. And before he even entered the appointed city, outside the city, God brought exactly the perfect woman from exactly the correct family to Eliezer. "How did you do it, Eliezer?" he tells us. And I quote, "I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." I can't tell you, young people, how very important and how very beneficial that verse has been in my life so many times. And I will tell you what I've told so many others. Do you want to find the Lord's will? Get in the very center of what you know is His will for you today. Put yourself right in the center of God's way. Please forgive me if this sounds a little irreverent, and I don't mean to be this way, but an illustration that I saw a cartoon one time, and it goes something like this. I'm making a variation on it. Someone wanted to know the quickest way to get to Atlanta, and there was an express train that was traveling from Greenville to Atlanta, and so he decided to stand in the middle of the track. Now, I guarantee you, if you would do that, first of all, we know that the illustration breaks down because you wouldn't live. But if you would be there in the middle of the track when the train comes, you're going to get to Atlanta. You're probably not going to get off that train until it gets there. Now, the track represents the center of God's will. The train represents God blessing and leading. Now, forgive me if that sounded irreverent or a little gross. But my point is this. You know certain things about God's will. God reveals for us certain things about our personal relationship with Him. It involves things like spending time with Him every day. It involves spending time with other believers in edifying relationships. It's a number of things, and we won't go down through the list of what I call our Sunday school answers. If I ask you, raise your hand and tell me what do we do to serve God, you know, we'd hear them all, go to church, read your Bible, pray, and all those things. But folks, those are essential to the very basics of being in God's will. You get yourself in the center of God's will, and I believe He will lead you one step at a time. God guides the steps of His people. Psalm 25. The meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His ways. Secondly, this morning, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Some of you see by the Bible that you have or a note that you may have there that tells us that the Lord establishes the steps of His people. The word order or establish speaks of to make firm, to make firm. David said, we have recorded for us in 2 Samuel 22, David said that God gave him a wide place to step on in order that he would not slip and fall. Some paths that you will walk on will feel like wide, level places. Others are rugged and dangerous. But God promises to give firm footing to the steps of the righteous one. This last fall, my wife and I had an opportunity to visit one of our missionaries in Cameroon, Africa. Rosemary Craven is from our church. Some of you may know Rosemary. What a treasure to have her there and to be able to be with them. But we went at the very end of the rainy season. Now, it rained almost every day, and everybody travels a lot by foot in Africa, in Cameroon in particular, that part. And I discovered that a lot of the packed, wet, dirt paths can be very slippery. By the way, if you ever go to Cameroon, watch out for the areas, the packed mud that are green. The green stuff is really slippery, okay? Now, I sometimes needed help when I was walking, though I had my walking shoes. Sometimes I used a walking stick, just a big old stick, to give myself a little bit more stability. And sometimes my wife would turn around and give me her hand. Ladies, sometime when you have time, please answer for me. How is it that a woman in flip-flops has better footing than a man in walking shoes? I don't know, but you gals seem to be able to do it all these days. Sometimes an African would be there, a man would be there and be able to hold out his hand and to help me. They were the best. But folks, in life, as I found there on those paths in Africa, sometimes on slippery paths, we just need a little help. And likewise, on the road of your life, not every path will feel perfectly secure under your feet. But God promises that He will make them firm. But I have a warning for you. The passage tells us that even with help, sometimes we slip and fall. Look at verse 24. Though he, that's the righteous one, who God is guiding his steps and making his steps firm, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. You know what this says to us? You will stumble sometimes. Sometimes you will fall. But the phraseology here tells us that it will not be a fatal fall. It will not totally destroy you. Why? Look at the verse again. For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. That's our third point. First, this morning, the Lord guides the steps of his people. Second, the Lord establishes or makes firm the steps of his people. And thirdly, the Lord upholds the steps of his people. Verse 17 of the same chapter, the Lord upholdeth the righteous. Psalm 145, verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Life is a journey. Because we cannot know the way to go, God will guide your steps in the way that he desires. Because the path is sometimes rugged and dangerous, rely on God to make your steps firm, to establish you. And because we do sometimes stumble and fall, trust God to uphold you. Don't let failures ruin you. Now, some people who are here may not have decided yet if they should follow God. And so I want to go back to a phrase that we have not looked at yet in verse 23. Look at verse 23, please. The steps of a good man are ordered, directed, made firm by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. I struggled with this for a while. Looking at this in the English construction that you and I are used to, we have two pronouns, and we also have two people talked about. We're talking about God. We're talking about the righteous individual. So whose way is delightful? Who finds the way delightful? Well, the best I could come to a conclusion after studying and talking to some folks who understand Hebrew better than I, is it God or is it the man, the righteous one? The best answer we can come up with? Both find this way delightful, pleasurable. Now, to God, his way is always delightful because God's ways are perfect. And he has a good way that he lays out for you and for me. For the one who follows God's way, it is delightful. For the Lord gives us a wide path, the Bible tells us. The Lord gives us a firm path. The Lord gives us a pleasurable path to walk on. And so, that phrase, he delighteth in his way, can apply both to God delighting in the way that he plans and us delighting in the way that God plans for us. And it also can tell us that God delights when his children follow his way. In Africa, the missionary Tom Needham, who is a pilot missionary there in Africa, in Cameroon, said to us on one Sunday, he asked us if we would like to go with him to a church that he was establishing way out in the bush. He said, now, we'll fly for about 30 minutes. It's not a long flight. We'll land there in the bush, out in the countryside, up in the mountains. And he says, we'll have a walk. It's not a difficult walk. We'll walk for about 20 minutes. He said, it's pretty pleasurable along the way, not too hard. But there is a river that we're going to have to cross on foot. And so we were ready to go. We flew in. It was beautiful. It was a great day. Beautiful flight. When we landed, just a beautiful bunch of people were there to meet us. Let me just put this little bit of a plug in because I have an extra second in my plans. If you want to go someplace where there are people who want to hear about Christ, go someplace like Africa. These folks were happy to see us. The girls wanted to hold the hands of the ladies as we walked along. We had a wonderful time. We saw some interesting sights along the way. We arrived without any problem, but we came to that little river they told us about. Now, fortunately, we were at the end of the rainy season and the river was low. And there were a bunch of the Africans who were with us, and there was a log was one of our options for getting across the river. And they just went walking right across that log without any problem. I looked at the log, and it had more of that green stuff growing on it that I told you was slippery on the path. And so at my age, I decided that I didn't want my right foot to go one side of the log and my left foot the other and me to go down. I've seen that happen before. It didn't look very pleasant. So I decided to walk across on the rocks. You know, how hard is this? The stones were close enough. But again, I discovered some things, and I, not too long before then, had gotten some bifocals, and they're a little hard to see through at times and judge exactly where your feet are. And I started across the rocks, and I started to topple over just a little bit, and one of the African men reached out, and he grabbed my hand, and I took my next step, And I went in the water anyway. Fortunately, I didn't go all the way down. It was only up to my knees, and it wasn't bad. It was kind of refreshing and a little bit enjoyable. And the kids really liked it because they'd never seen a white man walking before in leather shoes with bubbles coming up through the little hole, the little breathing holes in the shoe. So we had a great time. We went to the service. We were able to preach with translation. The ladies taught. It was a lot of fun. And back we went, walked again. This time when we came to the river, I just decided the kids and I enjoyed it so much, I wasn't even going to mess with the stones. I just walked right across the river, you know, and they're just looking at this crazy white man going across and laughing along the way. But we made a lot of friends. It was a beautiful walk. They showed us some flowers and some other things that grew along the path and explained to us a little bit about their homes and the things that we saw. It was a great day and a delightful walk. Now, that was just one day of walking with God in service to Him. But I want to say to you, young people, even though not all days of serving the Lord are that adventurous, still, walking with God is always a delight. Life is a journey. Many of the steps that we have taken have been uncertain along the way, not knowing where to turn or where to go. And yet, as you were told in our introduction this morning, we've been around a little bit. Didn't intend for it to be that way and didn't aspire for it to be that way. But God has placed us one place after another. And I have to say to you, some of them have been great and some of them have been really hard and really difficult. And I am so thankful that God not only directs our steps, but God also makes our steps firm. And I have to say to you also that in some of those difficult places, in some of those difficult times, that I didn't always handle it right. I can remember sitting in one office that had been a coat closet that had been made into an office for the administrator of the school. That was me. No heat. Somebody told me, sprinkle pepper in your shoes to keep your feet warm. And I did. And I was sitting there and my feet were burning up from the pepper and my body was cold from the temperature. And I remember saying, Lord, teach me whatever it is you're teaching me and get me out of this place fast. What was I doing? I fell. But not utterly destroyed. Young people, do not hesitate to walk with God. He wants to direct your steps. He'll make your steps firm. And when you fall, He'll hold you up again. Walk with God on His path. It is a delightful journey. I challenge you, young people, take the next step and walk with God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You so very much that Your word is true and that You are a God who desires to do much for Your children. Lord, I pray for young people in this room who have decisions to make and a journey to start on. Lord, I pray that You give them courage. Give them the determination to center themselves in Your will, to be faithful in the little things, trusting You to guide them in the big things. I thank You for testimonies of recent graduates who are following You step by step. Some who are about to graduate, they're seeing You unfold things step by step. Lord, help that to be true of every one of these young people who desire to serve You. We pray for the faculty, the staff, the graduate students. Lord, help each one of them to follow You faithfully every day. God, sometimes it's hard, but we know the arm of the Lord is strong. And You've told us to cast all our cares upon You, for You care for us. Bless these dear folks, God. Help them today to walk with You. In Your name we pray. Amen.